Hello and welcome back.
Hello, Linda.
The film we're going to be talking about today looks very uplifting. Last Chance Harvey?
It is. I thought after talking about some of the summer action shows and Angels and Demons and some of the Cannes films that I should search around for some that are a bit uplifting or the kind of thing that people say, you know, isn't there a nice film around these days?
Exactly.
So Last Chance Harvey is quite nice, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched the trailer with my girlfriends in the office and we decided as soon as it hits the screens, we're going out together, all women, to have a good, a good uplifting evening.
Well, if you identify at any times with Emma Thompson, you will enjoy it.
Exactly. So Emma Thompson and Dustin Hoffman in great form, it seems.
Yes, and in London. And I should say first that London is very much a character in the film. It looks very good. They've done a lot of location photography. How they did it, I don't know, because on the south bank of the Thames, it looks as if it's just an ordinary day, and there's Emma Thompson and Dustin Hoffman doing a lot of scenes there. So anybody who likes looking at London, they'll enjoy it with an extra touch.
Can you tell us a little bit about the story?
Well, it's a simple one. Poor old Dustin Hoffman, who actually was 70 or near 70 when he made it, is a jingle writer in the United States and looks as though he's going to lose his job because these young upstarts are, you know, mixing everything with technology.
Harvey, it's over. We're letting you go.
And he has to go to London for the marriage of his estranged daughter and not looking forward at all to meeting his ex-wife and her husband.
Dad, for the past few years, Brian's been a really big part of my life.
Salute.
I'm going to ask him to give me away tomorrow.
And when he finally gets to London, who should be there but one of those ladies who has a chart and the questions to get some statistics. And he's actually very sharp with her. And that's Emma Thompson.
But he turns, let's say, a bad day into a good day, a hopeful day, doesn't
Well,
he?
Actually, she does the turning. We see her a bit parallel with him. She's nearing 50. She's unmarried. She works at the airport. And she looks after her mother, who's been unwell.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Mum.
No, I'm out, actually.
Yes?
With someone.
Yes.
A man.
And she's played by Dame Eileen Atkins.
Right.
Very well. Who was continually looking out her flat window at the Pole, who's just moved in next door, and she suspects that he's a mass murderer. But she's very much mistaken, and he's a very nice man, and he gives her a gift which clears up all the matters of what looks like a body wrapped up in tarpaulin. Of course, it's not. But Emma Thompson then has had, I suppose, a weary day at the airport, and she's just having a bit of lunch and reading her book when Dustin Hoffman, who's been exasperated with the whole experience of the wedding, is trying to get a plane back to America, and with the traffic in London, he misses his plane. And so he sees her, apologises, and gradually, they start to talk, and she persuades him to go back to the wedding reception, and that transforms him.
Is the wedding reception still going on?
You come with me.
I can't go to a wedding reception in green polyester.
Are you trying to get me to buy you a new dress?
No.
So, as we were saying in the beginning, an uplifting, joyful film, especially for those of us who identify with Emma Thompson.
It's very witty, very well written, and I think the speech that he ultimately gives at the wedding reception is fairly sentimental, but he does it so well and it's quite moving. And you wonder then whether there will be a possibility that a last chance romance will blossom. But it's all very well mannered, very refined, very PG rated.
Don't go.
I can't do this. We don't know anything about each other.
Meet me here tomorrow, will you?
You think that now. You wait till tomorrow.
Today is tomorrow.
Oh, shut up, Harvey.